beautiful people. Welcome to it, a Monday edition of the program. Stoke and Josh rocking with you 10 to 2 every weekday, and appreciate y'all rocking with us. Happy Monday to you, if that exists out there. Brandon Stokely, what's up, my man? How you doing on a Monday?
Oh, doing great, man. Doing great. Good weekend. Masters. I mean, it was action-packed. A lot going on. And it was a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Right? And this week, we'll see. But that's okay. It was a great weekend, and a lot of sports going on, and you know I love the Masters, so it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. How about you?
It was good. Yeah, enjoyed the weather. You know I love Fort Collins, so I made a trip up this weekend.
I saw the picture you sent. I didn't know if you actually went to Crazy Carl's.
I went to Crazy Carl's.
All right, well how was Crazy Carl's?
It was great, man. It was great. We did a little tour, you know, of things they got going on up there, and I was like, hey, we're here. Let's stop by the place I talk about all the time and some Crazy Carl's and get us a pizza and, you know, a couple drinks and be all right.
Was it as good as you remembered from before?
No.
No, dang. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you hadn't been there in how long?
5-6 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so now you're down on Crazy Calls. So
I kind of am.
Good in Fort Collins?
Right? The little tour we did was fun.
Okay.
All the things they have to do up there was fun. So made the trip, enjoyed the weather. It was a whole lot of fun. So we spent a lot of the weekend watching Masters, obviously, but the Nuggets and Abs were busy. And you know what? To even start this conversation, let's go all the way back to Friday.
We got to. That's where we got to start.
Right.
I mean, what did you make of that?
It was, I mean, as we were riding the high of the win over Minnesota, and we called it the best regular season win for the Nuggets all year. It was kind of, what have you done for me lately? But it meant so much. You're riding that high. You go into San Antonio. You think you're going to beat up on Pop and the chumps that are the Spurs. You're up 23. And then they just turned it off. They just quit, Stoke. They stopped playing basketball, and they started playing the clock, which is always a big problem for the Denver Nuggets. And then all the momentum went back into with the San Antonio Spurs. It was like, dude, Devontae Graham, I think he's still going to his left and getting buckets on Jamal Murray. Like, what was going on there in the fourth quarter defensively was a huge, huge red flag, and they blew it. It was one of the more disappointing losses, honestly, in like the Nikola Jokic, Michael Malone era, because of what our expectations are now and what we expect them to do against teams like that with something like the number one seed on the line. It was, like I said, man, I don't have the list in front of me. I'd have to go back and do some research, but immediately, first thought was, this is what a top three loss in the Nikola Jokic, Michael Malone era.
Not good, you know, not good. And, you know, after the game, I'm like, I'm watching with some buddies and I'm just like, wait, I mean, never throughout the whole course of that game did I think they were going to lose.
No.
Even, you know, Wembanyama, he starts, you know, making damn shots from all over the place, right? Yeah, like unbelievable. Okay. Every time I've watched him, he's like 4 for 20 shooting threes, and this now all of a sudden he wants to make every shot that he takes. Okay. And even then, it's like, all right, they close it to 4, then 6. I mean, never did I imagine that they were going to lose that game, and then it was over like so quick. Jokic misses a shot. They go out on a fast break. They make the shot, and it's like, oh, my gosh, that's it?
Yeah.
0.9 seconds left. This is over. We're going to lose. Mm-hmm. Like, no way. And it was like you just start thinking about the ramifications of the loss. Like, oh, my gosh. I mean, because that didn't even cross our minds.
No.
It was San Antonio, Memphis. It was easy, easy, number one seed. And it's like, this is a complete disaster. This is terrible.
Yep.
Like, oh, my gosh. You just screwed everything up in one game,
yeah.
In a few minutes.
In like a quarter and a half.
Yes. And it's like, wow, okay, now we got to, all right, I got to take a deep breath here and think about everything now. And like, it's going to really stink to have the 3 seed. And then, you know, yesterday happened and Minnesota loses, you get the 2 seed. And I'm like, Josh, it's all good. It's all good,
worried
buddy.
Worried for nothing, right?
Right, it's all good. We are A-OK.
Yeah.
All right, we are A-OK. I think we can look back at it because, you know, in the moment, like, I'm pissed.
Me too.
And then, you know, after yesterday and this morning, I'm just thinking, I'm like, it's all good, man. Number 2 seed, number 1 seed. Now, if we face off against OKC and they beat us in the finals, Western finals,
yeah,
then OK.
Like game 7, and it's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, then it's a complete disaster. But I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not scared of OKC.
Me neither.
Not one bit. Okay, if we got to go to their place, they got home court advantage, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not beating us.
OKC better be worried about the Warriors that might be coming on to town as an 8 seed.
Exactly. So I think it's an eye opener. Mm-hmm. It's a learning lesson for that team, and it's great for Michael Malone to say, "Hey, guys, look, we're a great team, but if we don't bring it mm-hmm. every single night, this is what's going to happen." And so I think it's always good to have that late in the season kind of smack in the face and say, "Hey, we can't play like this."
Yeah.
And so I actually think it can be a good thing. Now, like I said, if we were the 3 seed, I wouldn't have liked that. But being the 2 seed, all right, all is right. And I think it can actually be a good thing that okay. they lost that game.
I like that. I like that approach to it. It's also, I can't stop thinking about the conversation you and I had on Friday. These young Spurs dudes, and of course, Wimby is Wimby, so he's going to get a lot of attention. But this is a young Spurs team that sucks. Straight up stinks, though. They got 21 wins. In an entire season. So they are a team that had nothing to play for but upset the Denver Nuggets and knock them off the number one seed. And that's exactly what they did. Go to that final play, too. It's not only Joker misses a 15-footer. Devontae Graham, again, drives to his left side. Take that away from him, and he doesn't have any points in the game on Friday night. And makes that layup with 0.9. And then they couldn't even get the ball inbounds.
Yeah, with a timeout. They had a timeout.
Where we're all screaming 2009 Trevor Ariza at our televisions, and they did it again.
Jokic was calling a timeout. He mm-hmm. was trying to call a timeout there at the very end, and they didn't give it to him. Yeah, I mean, that was – I mean, would they have scored? I don't know. I'd like to see them get the dang ball in.
Right.
Get in. Let's see it. I've seen Jokic make some miraculous shots.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Hey, we don't even get a – like – when was the last time you seen a 5-second call ever?
2009.
Goodness, right, exactly. I mean, you never see that call anymore. And then all of a sudden, like, really? That's how this game's going to end? Yeah. Like this? With a 5-second call? I mean, just, crazy game. But like I told you last week on Friday, I didn't think they were going to lose that game. I thought it was going to be easy. But because the Spurs, I think, had 4 starters out.
Or they did.
Four players out. Yes.
One starter, I believe.
One starter? Okay, well, I thought it was like 4 of their top 5 leading scorers. Anyway, they had four of their better players out.
Yeah.
And those other guys that are getting playing time, that are getting a lot of time, guess what? They're hungry.
That's right.
This is their time to showcase themselves, and that's what they were able to do.
Handled their business Sunday in Memphis. The season ends with Nikola scoring over 2,000 points for the second time in his career. Set a season record with 708 assists. That's the most all-time in a season by a center. Michael Porter Jr. set a franchise record for most threes made in a season with 220. So
I thought you were going to say he set a record for most rebounds stolen from Nikola Jokic.
That too. That he certainly did as well. So, it is a 2 seed. It does feel a little bit better, Stoke. That's well said on your part. 3 seed, we'd all be freaking out here today getting ready for the Phoenix Suns, which now the Timberwolves have to prepare for.
So we got the winner of the Lakers Pelicans.
Tomorrow night,
okay.
The winner of that game comes to the Mile High City for round one as the 7 seed. And if the basketball gods are reading my emails, LeBron and the Lakers are on their way to Denver coming up this weekend. All right, we do have a ton to get into. Nuggets fans, how do you feel? Are you like Stoke? Are you okay with the 2 seed? Are you still mad about that Spurs loss on Friday night? Join us on the text line. It's powered by Ramos Law, and the number is 303-713-1043. We're going to talk about who we like there with L.A. and New Orleans. We're also going to get into the hockey conversation because the Avs, they didn't even split over the weekend. They got shut out 0-2 with a blowout loss and then an overtime loss where they were up 3-0. We know who their first-round opponent is likely going to be. How do we feel about that matchup and all the goaltender questions coming up next?
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Nuggets split their weekend. The Avalanche, unfortunately, they were 0-for. Couldn't bring a victory home. Did come home with a point from Las Vegas, but feels too little too late. In fact, it is too little too late. I said they're looking like they're playing Winnipeg. They are going to play Winnipeg. The only question becomes start in Colorado or start up there in Winnipeg, and all the Jets have to do in their final 2 games is get a point, and it will start up there in Winnipeg. So, correction right there. But, Stoke, let's get into this, man. It was a rough weekend for the Colorado Avalanche. First of all, Saturday, when you give up seven goals, I feel like that's getting beat like 49-0 in a football game, right? That was just absolutely embarrassing. Georgie didn't even make it out of one period. Then Anandon comes in and doesn't look a whole lot better. It looked like varsity versus JV is what it felt like. It looked like Winnipeg knew what was on the line and were up for the challenge and ready for it. And it looked like the Colorado Avalanche really wanted to just end the regular season and get to Winnipeg, apparently, because that's where they'll be playing in round one.
Yeah, I mean, this team is toast.
Feels like it.
They're done, unfortunately. I mean, how can you look at it any other way? I'd love to see them make a great run, but I can't sit here and lie to myself and think that team that we've been seeing here the last couple weeks is going to be that team. I don't know. They just seem like they're a little bit off. You can't get your ass whipped 7-0. I mean, come on. There's just so many questions. And then you give up a 3-goal lead? Are you kidding me? Like, what? Like, we're the team that comes back from a 3-0 deficit.
Yeah.
Right? You don't give that up. So they're just a little bit off. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Goalie situation, Val coming in and out, him being a little bit off, and just, Randon coming back being with the concussion. I don't know. But I just can't see this team making any kind of run, unfortunately. And, there I am. I'm grinding at my 105.5 season total, right? Over, right?
Yeah.
That's what
forgot.
It was.
Yeah.
105.5. I mean, you had it done yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over. You're up 3-0 going into the third. And you can't even finish it off for me. So I don't have high expectations that they're going to do anything against, what do we got, Edmonton? The Oilers coming up?
Oh, in the regular season finale? Yeah.
Yeah, got one more game. I mean, what are the odds? I've had this happen to me twice.
Really?
Where my season-long over-unders have come down to the last game.
Oh.
Once with the Rockies, and you know they screwed me, right? Once with the Avs. I mean, that's unbelievable.
And they're sitting right at your total.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess if I just get it to overtime, yeah, I'm good. But I'm not expecting them to do that. Not with what I've been seeing at all. And it stinks because there's nothing better than playoff hockey. But I mean, tell me why I should believe that this team could go on a big time run here.
Okay. Well, for transparency, I feel that same way you feel, but there is another side to that coin, and it is Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, and Mikko Rantanen. And you do have those three guys on the ice. You have Val Nichushkin. Now, he's got to return to some form because he came back on a tear and then has been absent, disappeared since that streak ended for the Avalanche and all their wins with the new guys and trade deadline and all that good stuff. And then I keep telling myself and keep telling myself, and the morning show was chatting about it this morning too. I go back to just 2 years ago in 2022, going into the postseason, the biggest conversation around the Avalanche was goaltending. And then they went and won a Stanley Cup that year. Now, I think the team in front of the goaltending in 2022 was better than the team here in 2024. But I can't completely write them off. I don't think Winnipeg's looking at this as like, oh, hell yeah, we got the Avalanche in the first round. Let's go. There's a punch to the punch our ticket to round number two. I don't think that's the case by any means. But I can't sit here and say I feel confident. I can't sit here and be like, yep, I'm all in on the Avs. They're going to bounce, turn it on and bounce right through round one and then be on their way to returning to the Stanley Cup final. I absolutely do not feel like that. However, I feel great that Nathan MacKinnon is going to win the Hart. He's still on the team. He can take over at any given time. Cale Makar and Mikko Rantanen are still there as well. Val seems like a wild card at this point and kind of has been for a couple of years. But that would be my silver lining, Stoke. They've
you need
done
more,
this
though.
With
know.
The same formula just 2 years ago.
Yep. But you had a couple other dudes.
You did.
We had Kadri. Val was unbelievable during the playoffs. So, and I just don't see that with this group, unfortunately. Now, I said, and I think I said pretty much the same thing 2 years ago. Because they, with the goalie situation, mm-hmm. and they finished the season awful. Just like they are right now.
Yeah, they did.
That's how they finished it 2 years ago. And I was like, here we go. Another second round exit. And they got hot and went on a run. So, you know what? Hopefully, we can see a sequel of that. Round two of that. But I just don't see it with this group, unfortunately. And then, yeah, you got to play Winnipeg again?
Yeah.
You just lost to them 7-0.
7-0, yeah.
So
who has maybe the best goalie in the league right now?
Right. I mean, you look at Winnipeg, though. They had a little five-game losing streak there in late March, and then they went on a run, and they've won 6 in a row after that five-game losing streak. So I don't know what they have figured out, but they figured something out, and that was a beatdown. You know, at home?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You didn't get your ass kicked like that this late in the season? I mean, how could anyone have confidence in this team? And the goalie situation, what is that going to look like? I mean, who's going to be in net? Is it just like we doing rock, paper, scissors? We flipping a coin? What are we doing to see who is in net here? There's so many questions with this team. And it's like the playoffs are right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Georgiev, too, man. It happened Saturday, then it happened again on Sunday after goal one. It's just he loses so much confidence in himself when something gets behind him. And it's just the trickle-down effect, man. He just loses all confidence. He's out of place. He's not shifting properly. He just loses all confidence in himself. I don't know why or if that's, a couple of things adding on to one another with what it's been down the stretch here. But he looks lost after a couple of goals get in behind him, man. He looks completely lost.
Drew, and he does. Am I overreacting to this last week and a half?
All right, guys, so going into this weekend, I looked at this thing and said, all right, the Avs are going to tell us everything we need to know about their chances for the postseason this weekend against Winnipeg, against Vegas, two high-power teams, two teams that they could likely face in the postseason. And I'll be honest, my concern level going into the weekend was about a 3 with this team. I know they hadn't played well against Dallas. They'd lost to Edmonton about a week before that. My concern level now is at about an 8.5, maybe even a 9. I mean, this thing looks brutal.
Wow.
To lose 7-0 to a team you're going to face in the first round of the playoffs, I mean, it's ridiculous.
At home,
yeah. I mean, that thing was over before the first period was over.
Yes, it was.
And, yeah, you could sit there and say, you know, well, maybe they can turn to Onanen now. Well, Onanen hasn't looked much better, let's be honest.
No.
So, to me, this whole thing kind of stems back to what they didn't do with the trade deadline. Yeah, they went out and added pieces. I'm not necessarily sure they added the right pieces. They had an opportunity to go out and get another goaltender, and they should have done it, and they didn't. And now it's biting them in the butt to where Jared Bednar has no choice but to rely on Georgiev going in the postseason. It's not a good situation to be in.
It is not. And as much as Avs fans want it, Matt Davis isn't walking through that door.
We need him.
Goaltender for the DU Pioneers who stood on his dang head.
Oh, that was impressive.
To take the Pios to championship number 10. They set a record with that 10th straight championship. But we just learned that by Drew, because he was undrafted, you can go get him. He can play for you on Thursday if you want against Edmonton, but is ineligible to play in the postseason.
Gotcha.
So the pipe dream kind of squashed right there.
The old ineligible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old ineligible.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's a fun little cute story, but maybe I'm crazy. I think I might trust Alexander Georgiev more than Matt Davis. Just right now.
Yeah, I'd like to throw him in that situation.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe
right.
He ends up being a great goalie, but he was undrafted.
Yeah.
And he had a great run, obviously. I mean, the championship game was unbelievable. Shutout. A couple of those saves he made were just flat out all world. They had a couple power plays there in the third, and he was just the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was impressive, but like, okay, you know, we're talking about.
He's not coming
about,
in here to save the team and win a cup, guys.
Right. So I think I'm with you on that. But, hey, what a run by the Pios.
Yeah,
and great job by him just being that dude when it mattered the most. He was unreal.
I love this stat about the Pios. They didn't win a single game all year scoring 3 or fewer goals. They had to score 3 or more to win games all year long. They just won 4 straight scoring no more than 2 goals because of who Matt Davis was.
Wow, well, where was he all year then?
Well, that's why he's undrafted.
Right, there we go.
But congratulations,
yeah, awesome.
Denver
10
Pioneers.
Of
10 of those things
go.
Making history in NCAA hockey. Congratulations to DU. All right, when we get back, we're going to go to Augusta. Scottie Scheffler won the 2024 Masters. What happened to Tiger? And I got a question. Is there anything better in sports? I want you guys to answer on the text line as well than being the best golfer in the world? I'm not sure there is. We're going to have that conversation next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, our congratulations are in order for a couple of folks. First, Brandon Stokely. First and foremost.
Yeah. Champ here. Champ is here.
That's how you walked into work today. He did say, right. The champ is here. We had ourselves a fun little pool amongst the fellas at work. It was just our show and Will Peterson.
Some had more fun than others.
Yeah, that's true. I'm assuming Kevin had no fun.
Yeah, so I didn't even see because, I don't even look behind me.
Yeah,
you know,
no rear view for Stone.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't even know who's second, third, fourth, fifth. Well, I do know who was second, but after that, so we had five of us. What was the order? Me, Drew, or you, Drew, me. Okay.
Will, or maybe even Kevin, Will. Who? Kevin and Will were bad.
Yeah, they're really bad?
I know that part, yeah.
And I was the only person that picked Scotty.
I know.
I mean, like, I don't understand how y'all couldn't pick Scotty Scheffler.
Well, I this was my first golf thing. I've never done anything like this before. I learned a lot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And as I sent in our text group, Drew said we're going to do this again for the PGA, right, Drew?
We are, yeah.
Which is in just a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. Wow. I got to change my budget for the month then. I mean, that's an extra cash in the pocket there. Free lunch for like 2 weeks now for me. Thank y'all.
I feel like it's a little early for me to do this, but for the PGA, I'm going to go ahead and guarantee that I win that thing.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we'll just have a little side
action. I got a strategy. I'm ready to go.
We'll have some side action on that for sure then.
Right. But congratulations to you because Scotty took over. He was dominant as he is the best golfer in the world, and he has green jacket number two. Shout out to Mrs. Scotty Scheffler for being a real team player and holding that baby through the weekend.
Well, I mean, like, because she was being really selfish leading up to it. When we talked about it a lot last week. I mean, that was so selfish of her to put him in that situation.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was able to put the distraction of her and the baby behind him and go out there and perform like he did. This isn't just some Muni that he's playing. It's all about Augusta National, the Masters, right?
Yeah.
And to be able to go out there and dominate and overcome adversity, and then you have in the back of your mind, my wife might be going into a labor. I'm going to have to be there. I could get a text at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
And still be able to cross the finish line? I mean, come on. But it was really selfish of her. Kudos to him for being able to overcome her selfishness.
Yep, that's right. And now he's going to get a green jacket. He's going to go to the hospital, wherever she is, right? Doing her own thing.
I don't even think she's in the hospital. She's not even, like, she probably won't have the baby for a month.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable.
You know what? It's going to screw him up at the PGA.
Yes, exactly.
That's what's going to happen. But she did do the right thing. Held that thing in. And Scotty gets the green jacket again. He's just so good. They were saying it yesterday on the broadcast that even the golfers amongst themselves are like, hey, if Scotty's putting, no one has a chance.
Yeah.
Literally no one has a chance.
His ball striking is like prime Tiger Woods right now.
Ooh.
I mean, and his short game's unbelievable. It's all his putting. But to be able to be such a huge favorite, we're talking about the best in the world. He got all the live guys there and they're wearing their clown outfits on, and they got their what do they call them? Their little
their logos.
Their
and
logos.
Hats,
yeah, their logos. Worst looking logos you ever seen in your life. It's like, oh, did a 4-year-old, draw that for y'all? I mean, like, what is going on here? So it's like a clown show with those guys, and they got to wear them. You know, it's like, really? Y'all look awful. And they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yep.
And Scotty just dominated everyone. And so it's so impressive to see the pressure's on, no pressure, and he goes about his business, and it's really remarkable what he's doing right now.
It is, man. It is fun to watch him play. It's video game golf is what Scotty Scheffler played throughout this weekend. I also want to talk about Tiger. I did lose the pizza bet, so pizza on me this week.
Man, what a week for me.
I know, you're crushing it, dude.
Wow, I needed that.
You're doing good right now. He did make the cut, but then it was Saturday where he just absolutely fell apart. Did finish. That's obviously a big one, right, for Tiger Woods. It's just, you can see it, man. It's just not there for Tiger. I don't know that it's ever going to be there. We were talking about it off air. If it's just him playing the majors, I don't know. I don't see him ever winning another. I don't know if I ever see him winning another tournament in general. I mean, he's obviously only going to focus on the majors, but
right.
I don't see it, man.
Yeah, probably not, but just the fact that he was able to make the cut.
Sure.
That was remarkable. He set the record for most consecutive cuts made at the Masters. It's just remarkable what he was able to accomplish. Obviously, his schedule was so screwed up because of the delay the first day. So he finished late, still had five holes that he had to play early the next morning, then play 18 right after that. and he was able to keep it together, and he played really well for 2 days. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe it's, I know he was talking about trying to win it, but then it's a big relief, like, okay, I did it. And then your body's kind of, you know, letting you down a little bit. And the course was playing really, really difficult. Mm-hmm. So still a win in my eyes. It's fun to watch Tiger on the weekend and to have that storyline there. So but overall, I mean, that's two thumbs up that he just made the cut.
Right.
I mean, because when's the last time he played in a tournament? I mean, like he hasn't finished a four-day tournament, it seems like, in years.
No, it's been a very, very long time. And then I was watching and I had this question. Because I'm thinking of Scotty, and I'm like, man, this dude is living the life. And golfers live the life anyway. You know, all pro athletes live the life. But does anybody live a better life than the number one golfer in the world? I think, Stoke, that might be even the best quarterback. Like, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you live a pretty damn good life, but you still get hit, right? If you're Max Holloway, who we just saw beat the brakes off of Justin Gaethje, and you're a big fighter, you're the star of the UFC right now, well, he's still got in a fight with another grown man, and he got punched in the face a few times. I don't think that there's anything better in the athletic world than being the number one golfer in the world. Do you? Texters, do you? 303-713-1043.
I mean, it would be pretty cool, right? I mean, you're playing the best courses in the world.
It's always warm.
They treat you like, you know, like a king. You got, you know, everything that you, it's just like everything is laid out in front of you. And it's, no, I think that's tough to beat. Certainly. I mean, I just think about like being able to go to a golf course and say, all right, you know, and you kind of, you can hit every shot.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And it's just like, you know, you're really good. And like how much fun that would be to be able to play that good.
I mean,
if you like golf, I mean, you could just imagine that, you know, you got every shot in the bag and then you're on the big stage. And you're always up at the top of the leaderboard. Yeah, and I think that would be really, really hard to beat. Your travel schedule, I don't know, you know, compared to maybe like basketball.
Sure.
Football's not bad. You play, you know, 17, 18 games, 17 games plus playoffs there. Basketball player, LeBron, Michael Jordan, I mean, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not as physical, obviously, but you're still physical.
Right.
And it's a winter sport. That kind of turns me off. Right, like I have to work during the cold.
But you are working inside. You're not outside.
I gotta walk to the cold in the cold to the workplace.
Yeah, you got a nice jacket though because you're making a lot of money. Sure. So you can get some earmuffs if you want, also to keep you warm. Some gloves. So that would be pretty cool being the best player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So I we got the song though.
Yeah.
The
Chris Vernon?
Yeah, the Scotty Shuffle?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can we play it?
Do we got that?
We do.
Here we go.
Do the Scotty Shuffle.
That's what his wife was doing at the hospital.
Do the Scotty Shuffle. Legs everywhere, but that bump ain't straight. Legs everywhere, but that bump ain't straight. Do the Scotty Shuffle. Do the Scotty Shuffle. Do the Scotty Shuffle. Do the Scotty Shuffle. Legs
our guy right there.
I was actually disappointed it didn't. I thought they were going to do weekend ones as well.
Like, what do you take the weekend off?
Come on.
What are you doing? Like, you don't just do two on Thursday and Friday. Right. Everybody, you got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
He puts out Masters updates like 3, 4, 5 minutes on the first day of the Masters, second day of the Masters, and then nothing. I was looking last night. I'm like, dude, like, am I missing something here? This is your stick.
Right.
Like, you're not working on the weekends?
This is who you are.
Right. This is what's made you who you are. You're nothing without this.
Yeah.
And you don't put anything out?
I was disappointed in Chris Vernon.
Very, very, very disappointed because it's gold.
Yeah.
It is gold. You love it. I love it.
I love it.
Chicken fingers.
I love it now.
Oh, chicken fingers. Look at you.
Yes. I was saying Tony Finau all weekend.
Dude, yeah, Tony Finau.
when I'm up at Fort Collins hanging out, I'm literally sitting outside on a bench, and Kelsey went to the restroom. And so I'm like, I can be an idiot right now.
Right, yeah.
I'm literally like,
you can be yourself.
Tony Finau. Where he be now?
Yes.
You know, just
Drew?
I can't. I tried so hard to get on board. I kept listening all weekend. I was like, no, I can't do it. It's so bad.
Come on. No. The old man of the show.
Yeah,
I mean, you always got to have one of those. Goodness.
How do you guys feel about it? I think it's the greatest thing like outside of the actual tournament of Augusta, this is the next best thing to come out of Augusta.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone loves it. Everyone except for Drew.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. A few of you are reacting to what would be the best achievement. What's the best job in sports? Because I think, and Stokes may be with me, that it's the number one golfer in the world. A few of you got some really good text coming in on that, and we'll react to that next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that.
What's the latest with our guy Morgan? He's finally
all good.
Find the fool that tried to set him up.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be fine, right?
Yeah. It's all good. He better be by this summer.
Yeah.
When's the concert, Kisner? June?
I think the end of June or early July.
Yeah, back to back.
At Mile High. At Mile High?
You know you love to fight.
I'm a little scared, though.
Huh?
I'm a little scared.
Why? That it might be like... I am, too.
We might not be having any concerts this summer.
Right. I'm scared it might be rehab.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You?
I think so, too.
For Morgan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, no.
I'm nervous about it.
Okay.
That's what I'm... I mean, like... But I mean, like, you could like, push that back until after the tour, right? I mean, what's the rush on that?
Well...
No? What's so... I'm just saying, just push it back a few months, like 6, 7, 8, 10 months.
You
like,
might throw two chairs off next
no.
time.
No! you just got to have your crew that just, like, he's got to have a better crew.
They got to dial it in.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got to have your crew tight where, like, when you start to do something like that, they don't let it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I blame them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably one of them that threw it anyway.
It was.
So,
it was.
It definitely wasn't him. But if he was to get in that situation, like, your crew has got to, like, no. Let's go. We're out of here.
You need a no man.
Right.
You got a yes man. You need a no man.
Right. So it's just sloppy.
Yeah.
Just sloppy crew.
Yeah. All right. A couple of texts I want to get to. Our guy, D. Wilkerson, he's not a golfer, so he's trying to compare what he thinks would be the equivalent of a number one golfer in the world. I like you, D. Wilkerson. Appreciate you chiming in. But boxers? No. Boxing is a dead sport. WWE champion? You're probably a super famous guy, but you don't really earn anything. Somebody writes the script for you, and you just, you know, you act.
It'd be pretty cool, but, man, that takes a toll on your body.
Being a champion? Or WWE, yeah.
Boxing, same thing. I mean, that's a grind. Like, golf, you see these guys, you don't even have to work out.
No.
You don't want to.
No.
Do a little workout, then you go hit golf balls and...
Sure look like John Rahm wasn't doing any sit-ups the whole year.
Definitely not. he's enjoying that, you know, few hundred million that he got from the Saudis, so...
Yes.
He's been eating well. Goodness great. He's packed it in.
He's just like,
oh, whatever. Yeah. I'm good now. So that's a problem. Some of them, like, you got to, like, actually grind. Now, golfers grind, work on their game. They're swinging a golf club. Boxing? You know, I mean, that's...
You're getting hit in the face.
Yeah, in the head.
Yeah.
Right? How does that work out for a lot of those guys?
F1 driver. This one might be close. If you're Lewis Hamilton. But it's still
Louis.
F1 driving. It's not... That doesn't matter a lot in the United States.
Not in the States.
We don't really care about that
sport. No, they're trying to make us care. But just
it's
like,
not going to work.
Just like with soccer. How about a soccer guy?
Oh, we actually haven't had soccer
Messi.
Guy. I still don't care. How many Messi games you watched?
None, because I don't like soccer.
There we go.
Soccer's boring. It's an awful sport. So, I mean, like, it's a boring sport to watch. And you watch, you know, 90 minutes, and it's like, all right, no goals. And then someone flops, and they give them a free little penalty kick from, like, 2 yards away. It's like, okay, that's 99% chance success rate there. So it's like, oh, wow, okay, 1-0. There we go. There's, like, injury time. We don't know how much injury time. They just guess, and, like, I don't know, it's... Awful sport.
Someone said being the best angler in the world. Fisherman. You're on a boat.
No.
It's nice weather. You're probably not making...
Nobody knows who you are. Okay. Like, that stinks. I mean, like, no.
Yeah, I can't name a professional fisherman.
No, I remember, like, what was that guy's name? I used to watch him, like, on Saturday or Sunday morning. They used to have these shows, but I can't even remember his name.
Yeah.
Must
have made a huge impact in your life.
Huge. That's why I can't fish, and I don't like fishing either.
You remember Mark Cooper, Broncos player from back in the day? I think he might. I know he's a huge fisherman. I don't know if he's a professional, but I know he's in the fishing game. All right, a couple more of these. This one's right up our wheelhouse, and it's from the 970. Good texter here. Best job in the world, sports-wise? It's being Chris Bryant. Dude throws his back out sleeping at the Ritz and takes half the year off.
Wow. And then gets plantar fasciitis and then just and then comes back the next year and can't get a hit. He did get a hit though. We'll get into that at some point.
We will.
Yeah, so we'll Chris Bryant's not a bad gig.
Not at all. Not at all. So yeah, those are some of the jobs. I still don't think anything we heard from tops being the number one golfer in the world. And even D. Wilkerson wrote back, the wrestling guy, said, well, look at what golf did to Tiger's body. Yeah, but...
No, that was a car wreck, and then that was his wife, you know, also at the time. Work.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a little bit upset about some things and taking an 8-iron out. So, yeah, it wasn't golf on his body, but like it was more working out stuff. He tore his Achilles also at one point.
That's right.
How about this one? How about this one? And this one might be the takes a kick.
Okay.
Ohtani.
Ooh.
Without the interpreter.
I might like him better with.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, this guy, yeah, like...
700 like, million or whatever right, it was.
In Japan, he's a god. You know, he's here. He's the best player by far. He pitches, he hits. I mean, like, it's just...
I think that's a very good point.
And it's baseball, dude.
Yeah, but that's baseball. That hurts for me. Like,
you see guys like they don't have to be in shape to be a baseball player. It's like looking like John Rahm out there. So they eat good. They got to, you know, they travel, you know, and they got the best hotels. Yeah. And it is you're playing like 5 out of 7 days, 6 out of 7 days, but it's still baseball.
Yeah, but would you rather have like Scotty Scheffler's schedule where he makes his own schedule? Or Shohei Ohtani's schedule, where he's got to play 162 games a year, do all that training in the off season.
But
I know the money
that's the $700 million contract. Scheffler ain't making that.
Well, but Scotty's career earnings. He's 27 years old. He's made $82 million in his career so far.
Pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, pretty good for golf. He's still not $700 million unless he goes to live. What could he make right now if he went to live?
$400-500 million, right?
I think at least 500.
Yeah.
Because I think Rahm got around there.
And it was right after he won the Masters?
No, this was before the start of the season here. So I think right now, I mean, it's not even close to who the best player in the world is, Scottie Scheffler, and he's young. That would be the biggest get that they could possibly get besides a Tiger Woods, which obviously he can't even hardly play right now. It might be 750.
Yeah.
You could get if you're Scottie Scheffler. At least, dude, like, it doesn't matter. Like, when you have billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars at your disposal, what's $750 million? Nothing.
No.
It is nothing. So that's what those guys are dealing with there. So, and he's already, you know, he's got exemptions for everything.
Yeah.
All the majors.
Mm-hmm.
So
he can just show up and play and earn money.
Yeah. I don't know. Golfers, pretty dang good if you're like a Tiger Woods or Scottie Scheffler. But also, being Shohei ain't too bad.
No. I just look at it as like, I'm not a baseball guy. It's so boring. And you got to stand out there and give up your summers. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to give my summer.
I don't either.
Yeah, you're right. That would be a.
But really, for $700 million, I could probably.
Yeah, I think I could. That would be a bummer. You just kind of stand around a lot.
Right.
My back would start hurting, my lower back, when I stand a lot.
And due to inactivity?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah, a lot of standing in baseball. So we're out on soccer.
We're out.
Are you a soccer guy?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, because you got like hair like some of them. You almost look like that one guy when your hair is back like that.
The guy that headbutted the dude?
I think so.
Yeah.
Have you gotten that before? Don't you? What is his name?
Starts with a Z or something, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. Starts with a Z. That dude. You look like him right now.
I actually like that. I don't take that as a compliment.
You should. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Plus,
I started getting ready for summer, you know, getting my body ready.
Did you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
The same thing I've been doing.
Yeah. Skating. Skating a little bit more.
Skating and
right?
a little yoga,
that's,
yeah.
That's some, you know, that's some good exercise
what
there.
What is that guy's name? Kevin?
Is it Zinedine?
Sure.
Zidane?
I think
sure.
it is.
Yes.
I think that's it.
Yes, bravo. Good job, Chicken Fingers. Thank Look you. At you on a Monday. That was a quick turnaround.
That was quick.
I'm taking the rest of the week off.
Yeah. just pack it in.
See ya.
Just pack it in like normal.
Quickly, two things. NASCAR driver has been mentioned, and number one tennis pro has been mentioned. We also just got a radio show host would be a good one from Brian in Arvada. But let me tell you, Brian.
Yeah. No.
There's some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
We're not even coming close to some of the money that we're talking about with these other guys.
A tennis player wouldn't be a bad deal. But
nobody cares about tennis, though.
Yeah, they do all over the world.
I care about the United States.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that like tennis in the U.S., like old guys.
Okay, well.
A lot of old guys play tennis.
Evans?
So, Mike Evans is a sneaky, he doesn't look like, you know, he's got any kind of skill set. But you watch him hit the golf ball, and it's like,
oh,
all
he
right.
can hit it?
Yeah. It's
okay.
like, all right, Mike, you know, he does. So I could tell, like, back in the day, Evans was probably a decent athlete.
Okay.
So give him a little credit.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's
I just don't think tennis matters enough.
And I think it's a kind of a dying sport.
Okay.
As far as, like, back in the day, it's McEnroe, Connors, Lindell. I mean, I used to watch tennis all the time. Federer now, and you got Djokovic guy, him.
Rafael Nadal is a guy, too.
Rafael, good old Rafael.
Pete Sampras.
Pete.
Who was the other guy Sampras had a rivalry with that was doing drugs and wrote a book?
Agassi. He did drugs?
No. The bald guy?
Andre. He had a lot of hair.
No, I'm thinking
Who's
of the bald guy.
Who's a bald guy?
The bald guy was doing drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, this is breaking news.
Right. I mean, those kind of tennis stories.
I'm trying to remember the bald guy. You sure?
I'm.
Were you doing?
No, I'm not a tennis player.
Oh.
someone will tell us. RamosLaw.com text line. Tell us right there. I got to tell you about the Fan Flyaway. It's presented by Sport Clips. It's round two of the Fan Flyaway because we already sent a lucky listener and a guest to the big game out in Vegas. We're doing it again. This time it's to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship. You're going to get two tickets, round trip airfare from Denver to wherever the heck that game will be, two nights hotel stay. You need some money, right? How about it? $500 for you as well. Go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register. Claim your special offer from Sport Clips while you're there. And if you've already registered, well, you don't have to because we got you in it. But I would tell the people in my life to go register because it does have a plus one. It's denversports.com/thefanflyaway. Thanks to our friends over at Sport Clips.